legal.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hello out there. Welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio Free Speech. This is 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Good afternoon, and I guess it's good evening now. Happy 4th of July 3rd. I guess tomorrow's the 4th and today's the 3rd, but happy 4th of July weekend. So anyway, we're here with Sovereign Minds Radio, and we have a special guest tonight, Linda Kent, and she's going to talk to us about veterans issue. It doesn't seem like the chat room is working, so sorry about that, guys, but it seems like we're having trouble with that all day, so we can't see on the chat room, but feel free to call in, please. We'll take your calls if you have any questions on veterans or anything else. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Before we get started, I'd like to remind everybody that the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Bonneview Baptist Church. Make sure to listen to We the People Radio 8 to 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings and go to readingteaparty.com for more info. They had a really good show this morning with Kurt McKenzie, and he was talking about the Federal Reserve. And I highly recommend that everybody get more involved in that educational process so that we can understand the monetary system and how to take our country back. So we need you guys to get out there, get up off the couches, start educating yourself, talk to your neighbors, go to meetings, check out the website, just do something. We've got big government out of control. So anyway, remember our number here is 530-605-4567. With that, I'd like to introduce my first guest, who happens to be my sister as well. Her name is Linda Kent. She's with the Tea Party, and she is in charge of the Veterans Affairs Division over there and her group. And so how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks a lot for the introduction, Mark. I just would like to say happy Independence Day to everybody out there, to all the veterans and their family. As Mark said, that I do the Veterans Affairs. I like to call it the support for them and information, community service for them. And I would like to just go over some of the programs that we do as a group. If we could do that, that'd
sure.
be great.
Sure, absolutely. Maybe what do you want to talk about first? I mean, it looked like you brought in a whole bunch of different stuff here. So I'm not sure. Let's maybe start with one thing. If you had to pick out of this big pile of paper that you have in front of you, what would be your favorite subject that you want to talk about?
Oh, well, one of my favorite subjects is the care packages that all of us get items donated. I have people help me with the postage on it, and we put these care packages together to go overseas to the men and women over there. We have last year, like during Christmas time, we sent over 350 cards over to the troops. I find it very rewarding in sending stuff over there because it's the little things that make a big difference in the world, like a baseball, a football.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I know we even sent some baseball mitts, and like you say, it's a football. And I know that we've gotten several letters back from some of the troops over there about, you know, how grateful they were and how they passed around all the stuff they got and how they were fighting over the cookies and everything else. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, one of the things they really like is like silly string, and I know that kind of sounds funny, but, you know, for $2, you know, they can get a can of silly string, and on downtime, they can have a lot of fun with it. So, you know, it kind of brings back memories of home and makes them feel a little bit good, you know, and gets their mind off where they're at because it's not a nice place over there now.
Yeah, who would have thought silly string would be such a big hit? But evidently it is. So that's a very cool deal there. So
yeah. Another item that they really like is baby wipes because a lot of them, you know, are out in the field on the front lines, you know, and the water that they do carry is for drinking. So just having those baby wipes handy where they can just, you know, wash their hands off a little bit so they can eat or, you know, take the sweat off their brow or something is a really good thing. And, you know, it really doesn't cost that much or that big of a deal for us to send them over there. And if it makes that much difference in the world, that's awesome, you know.
What if people wanted to get involved in donating to that, what would be the best thing for them to do? How would they go about doing that?
The best way for them to get involved and help with the project would be to come to the Reading Tea Party and connect up with me. Another way would be through, we are starting a women's auxiliary through AmVets Post 4 out of Bella Vista. And we put the care packages together with that too. So if there's, you know, ladies out there, sisters, aunts, wives, anybody that was in your family that served, you could be a part of the auxiliary. And, you know, the motto of the auxiliary is, you know, we waited together, now let's work together. So we've got a lot of good projects coming down through the Women's Auxiliary also. So that's a couple different ways that they may be able to get involved.
So what would they do? Would they just come and contact you directly at the meeting? You know, look for Linda Kent and ask around for you? Or, you know, could they come by any place and drop stuff off?
They could always come by North State Consultants and drop stuff off. I'm always collecting things there, which is great. So if you want to and you just happen to be passing by, just drop some stuff off and we'll put it in a box and get it ready to ship over. We usually ship once a month, but if I can get more donations, I'll be more than happy to send more boxes. Even if you don't have items, if you want to help out with postage, each box costs me about $10.70 to ship over to them. So any little bit will help. Because the more that we get, the more we can maybe make a little bit of difference in their lives over there.
Yeah, very good. That's just really cool stuff, you know. And I wanted to bring you in here and you know, talk about this stuff and have some fun and go over this thing, you know, so that you could get some more information out there to people if they wanted to help with the troops, and also give you some kudos here and let you know that you've been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, we really you know, are very appreciative of how much work and time and effort you've put into doing what you're doing. So anyway.
Well, veterans are a very soft spot in my heart. I think more people should pay respect for them. A thank you to them can make all the difference in the world out there for them, especially the ones coming home right now. They're having a difficult time coming home and making the transition back into society. So if we can just, you know, help them out a little bit, that's awesome.
Yeah, I got to say, there's a lot of honor in soldiering, and you know, I think it's a great deal. What else have you got over there on the agenda that we can talk about?
Another thing that we're working on is there's a bunch of us ladies that I guess you could call a patriotic sewing bee. I'm not sure if that's correct, but we're sewing lap ropes for the veterans' home.
What is a lap rope?
It is a blanket that is about 3x5 that they can place over their lap to keep them warm, because as they get older and, of course, because of injuries and stuff, you know, they're not able to keep warm as well. So we're hand making those. So we get together about once a month, a bunch of us ladies from the Tea Party, and go over to another patriot's house and spend time putting them together. As of now, I believe we have 51 of them put together, ready to go. The Veterans Home will house 150 when they do get it open. So we're on our way to at least give them a little comfort of home with a nice handmade blanket. So
wow, that's pretty awesome. So, that's good stuff there. I wanted to take a minute here and I wanted to say hello to Nate Welch out there and say we're missing you today, Nate. You know, hopefully you'll be back in here next week or the week after. But I know you got some things you're trying to get done and you're busy. But just want to let you know we really appreciate everything you've done over here, Nate, and your input. So anyway, with that, I'd like to maybe go over a couple of headlines and then we'll get back onto the veteran stuff. I don't know if we're getting close to a break here or not or what, but do you want to go ahead and just take a short break here and then we'll come back and we'll go over some headlines and get some more veteran stuff in here.
Awesome.
Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, we're back. It's Sovereign Minds Radio, KCNR, Free Fire. My name is Mark Kent, and you know, we're here with Radio Free Speech, and we're talking to Linda Kent, my sister, about Veterans Affairs. If you feel free to call in, 530-605-4567 if you have any questions. Right now, what I'd like to do before we get back into the Veterans Affairs is I would kind of like to go over a couple of the headlines. You know, one of the things that came in today is I get exclusive updates from a person named Robert Kiyosaki. I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with him, but you should be, because he's the rich dad, poor dad guy that wrote all the books on business and conspiracy of the rich and banking and so forth. And, you know, what he's saying is here is he's talking about Greece and the United States. Are there any differences? And, you know, as an American, he says, "I find it interesting that Americans tend to think that we're the smartest people in the world. This arrogance is one of the reasons why the world is in a financial crisis. But there are many people in many countries who think they're the smartest people in the world, which means this disease is not just American." So he's talking about, you know, the arrogance, and we think that this can't happen to us. You know, and we're kind of looking at Greece and chuckling about their problems and thinking they're poor money managers and so forth. But, you know, the real difference between the U.S. and Greece right now is very minimal. In fact, if anything, the U.S. is in worse financial shape than Greece. It's just that we have the power of printing money, and that's a worldwide issue on the world reserve currency. If that goes away, you're going to see some changes happen overnight. We've also got the stock market ran up a little bit on Thursday and Friday, but QE2 has stopped. So I think that we've got some things coming down the pipe here. But, you know, the thing about this article that you know, that's going on is that, you know, we're setting ourselves up to have the same kind of problems as Greece. You know, quantitative easing, you know, just stopped. I believe, and as well as Mr. Kiyosaki believes, that the Fed will have to go into QE3 sometime in 2012, if not earlier, especially if the stock market crashes. So, you know, what's going on is we've got mortgage resets still coming down the line here. The world markets are deflating. This means oil, gold, and silver are coming down in price. This could be good news if you believe that the worst is not over. If the gold breaks $1,350 and silver dips below $20, you know, I see that as a total buying opportunity, because the real thing is that this is going to continue to go on for quite some time. You know, Greece is the first thing that's going, but there's also Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and also in this country, the banks that are in the biggest trouble are Citibank, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs. You know, if you look at their balance sheets and what they've been doing with their derivatives, it's become quite quite interesting. Anyway, I wanted to kind of hit that a little bit. And then, you know, the moral of the story is not that the sky is falling, but you need to prepare. You know, even if we're wrong, it's better to start preparing for the eventuality of this happening, because if it doesn't happen and you're prepared, that's no problem. It's like the Boy Scout motto, you know, be prepared. It doesn't mean you're looking for it to happen, but you want to be ready if it does. And if we do have an economic collapse, then how many people out there are ready for that? How many people are paying attention? How many people understand what money's about? You know, I'm looking at goldsilver.com right now, and, you know, the first headline is economic collapse. A storm is coming. Give me shelter. You know, and so it's... this is not just one isolated website. This is coming in from all over the place. So we've got some, you know, things that are happening here. We got a stunning plunge in the comics that took place, you know, of historic proportions. So, you know, I'm just trying to warn everybody out there. You know, this isn't the doom and gloom report as much as it's to say, listen, you got to understand what's going on out there. You got to start preparing to help your family and get it ready for the oncoming economic disaster that I believe is going to occur. You know, we've been talking about this for 3 or 4 years, and it's just gotten steadily worse. And it's because it's not that we're prophets or anything like that, but what we've been doing is examining the data. And the data that keeps coming back is the bells and lights and whistles are going off that we're going to go into a real problem here. And the way to prepare for that problem is to not ignore it, but to deal with it. And the solution to it is to start looking at the causes of the problem, which is our monetary system, you know, our banking system, you know, our fractional reserve banking, and basically the counterfeiting of the Federal Reserve notes, lending it back to the government at interest. So those are some of the issues that need to be dealt with, and those are the solutions to the problems. Because if we get back to an honest money system, and get our representatives to, you know, take a stance on stopping this problem. I mean, at the local, state, and federal levels, if they would start addressing the problem, you can't even get them to address the problem because they don't want to talk about it at the federal levels, especially because, you know, the real thing is that they either know about it or they don't. And either way, it's a problem. If they know about it, why are they not standing up and talking about it? And if they don't know about it, then are they negligent and ignorant of their duties, because they're supposed to be up there managing the country? So anyway, that's kind of that. So let's get back to Veterans Affairs a little bit and bring my sister back on here. And let's talk about some more stuff that you got going on there, sis.
Okay, well, kind of leading with what you were saying, I think education is a big thing, too, out there. And there is a lot of programs like through AMVETS and other organizations in the community that go into the schools. Through AMVETS, there's one called Americanism, and it's a really cool program. It goes all the way from K through 12, but they draw flags and then they go to contests. But the really big thing is I believe it's seventh graders do an essay, and then it goes to national. And if they win, they get a trip paid to Valley Forge for 3 days.
Wow.
And which awesome. Is really cool, so they can learn the history of Valley Forge, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact, if you really understand and have done any education on the Valley Forge situation during the Revolutionary War, you understand the dynamic people that were involved and what they suffered through to maintain their freedom from their oppressive government, which was not some foreign government. It was their own government. And that's why all of these policies were instituted among us through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, is to protect us in the event that our own government ever got so far out of hand that we would have to defend ourselves from it, because that's what government does. Think about it for a second. Who's been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time? Who sends you to wars? Who takes your property? It's been government, 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 always government. Who sends you to wars, you know? So it's always government that has been overreaching that becomes the problem, and we were supposed to bind them down with the chains of a Constitution. And, you know, they've been you know, bursting their bonds here lately, so we need to go out and get some fresh chains.
Yeah, so we need to get in the schools and educate the kids. I think that's a really good place to start. There's a lot of the young people that know nothing about what we stand for, what the Constitution is, what the veterans have done, what they've sacrificed for our freedoms and liberty.
Yeah, they've been basically brainwashed into thinking that government or that the Constitution and our rights and our freedom and the people who started this country are bad. You know, the real deal is it's the first time in history where we've had total freedom, and look at the economic boom that's come with that. And, you know, you need to appreciate the fact that, you know, they put into documents things like all men are created equal. How do you improve upon that? All men are created equal. You know, redistribute from one guy to another is equal. So anyway, I think what you're doing is really good, because let's talk some more about the schools, because I know you've got you're going to be getting into the schools with some education on the Constitution and some other things.
Yeah,
as
coming
well.
Up in September 17th through the 23rd, we've actually been invited into 8 schools to start teaching the Constitution to the kids. So if any listeners out there is interested in helping out with doing that, going into the schools and, you know, giving the kids the information that they need so they at least know what's going on in this country, would be great.
Yeah, because this is about freedom. And I get to throw this quote in here from Thomas Jefferson, who's my favorite guy. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. In other words, if you think you're just going to go out and be dumbed down and not understand the principles of freedom and just go to work and raise your family and have kids and do everything without understanding these issues, guess what? Sooner or later, someone's going to be taking it away from you or redistributing what you're making to somebody else. I wonder where that's coming from.
Right. Well, since you said a quote, I actually wrote one down that I'd like to throw out there.
Oh, we've got a quote. Oh, she's got quotes, too.
I couldn't find the author of this one, but it goes, liberty is the right choice. Freedom is a result of the right choice.
Hey, that's pretty good. We'll have to Google that one and figure out. If anybody wants to call in and let us know who that is, the number's 530-605-4567.
Yeah, that would be great, because I'm not sure who said it, but I thought that was pretty fitting, especially with this being Independence weekend and everything, that get that information out there to people and get them to think.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the thing, is that it's about education, and we've had a problem in the schools with this progressive education stuff, because what they've been doing is they've been teaching all the kids that Marxism is the best thing. It's really funny and just gets to me about this whole Marxist doctrine and all this socialist garbage, is that we end up with a worse standard of living than ever, and the guys that are promoting this are going to be the guys that are hating it the most and the first ones to start crying about it, because as soon as they're not getting theirs, because when you get too much power consolidated in government, what happens is they can't just take it away from you and give it to me. They can take it away from anybody they want and give it to anybody they want, and it usually ends up in their hands at the top. You know, these guys, we got to take care of the poor. Well, it's interesting. If you look at all the countries that have been taking care of the poor through socialism, it seems like they always end up with a dictator. In fact, every single time, it ends up with all the power consolidated in the government, and they're the rich guys, and everybody else ends up with a good standard of living if you're a bum or a hobo. I mean, look at Greece. Look what's going on. They're having direct, the money that's coming in from the bailouts is not even going to the Greek people now. It's going straight to the government and then back to the banks in the form of interest on the money that they created out of thin air. So what are they really doing? Are they enslaving the people? Yeah, that's exactly what this whole thing is about. That's why you can't stay free and be ignorant, because if you don't even know what's happening to you and why your standard of living is going down and you start blaming the people that are producing, guess what? That's a real recipe for disaster.
Yeah, that's for sure. So again, like I say, we're going into the schools and trying to educate. And it's going to be a big step for us to be able to. It's a privilege that the schools have allowed us to go in there and start teaching the young people about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, because it is so covered up right now. I don't think a lot of them even know what the Constitution is or anything. And we need to get that out to them. And because they're the next generation, and the way things are going, they don't have any idea what they're walking into.
Well, that's the problem is in order for these guys to come out of school and not be saddled with debt, which is, by the way, what they've been doing in the colleges is they through the student loans, and you can't bankrupt them. You can't get rid of them. You end up being in debt for the rest of your life through these student loans. And it's the same thing. The whole game is putting you in slavery through debt, whether it's through the banking, whether it's through college tuitions, borrowing and that type of thing, you know, and then you come out, you can't even get a job. So it's a key for you to understand these issues. I'm going to give my quote here before we go to the break. We got about a few seconds here. The quote is, a wise man can learn more from a foolish question than a fool can learn from a wise answer. And with that, I think we are just about ready for our break here. So we will be back with KCNR Free Fire Radio in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Robert from Music by Robert. Getting married? Having a special party, birthday, or anniversary? Let me take it from ordinary to extraordinary. A huge music library, the latest state-of-the-art equipment, and lighting that will dazzle you. You know it's a real celebration when you hire Music by Robert. Call 347-4500. Remember, when only the best will do, it's Music by Robert. Call 347-4500 and let's celebrate.
Don't miss the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the Music Room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Valona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the Summer Music Series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds Radio. This is 1460 KCNR, and we're talking to Linda Kent about Veterans Affairs. I just got to say, I like that song with Locomotive Breath, Jethro Tull. Great stuff. So anyway, let's get back on to what we were talking about. We were talking about the education in the schools that you're going to be doing. Have you got a curriculum or a lessons plan started or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. We're still, you know, fine-tuning it, and we have to go and make contact with the principals and the teachers and see where they sit with, you know, exactly how we can structure the information to the kids. I got tied up there with words. And yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of different grades. We have, you know, from kindergarten to about eighth grade is what we're working with in eight different schools. So, of course, what we do with the younger kids is going to be a little bit different than what we do with the older kids. So it's going to take a little bit to get the programming together. So if anybody's got any ideas how, you know, we might present it and make it more fun for the kids and get involved, that would be great.
Yeah, I know we had talked about doing some cartoon stuff and talking about John Law and the Mississippi Bubble and things like that, and, you know, how the monetary supply got put into place as well. But, you know, I guess that's going to take some work. And you have until September to put that all together.
Yeah, and I was thinking a gentleman that does a lot of history on the flag, And I was thinking, like, for the little kids, that he has a coloring book that he's put together, that might be something good, like, for the kindergarten kids, that kind of gives the history of the flag, but in a way that they can understand it. I don't think people realize all the historical value that is actually in our flag and how many different flags there's been and designs and the reason behind why our flag is the way it is.
Oh, interesting stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. So so what else have you got besides the education of the kids on the veterans stuff?
Okay. Also, some of the stuff we do with support for the veterans is we go out to the airport when they come home. We try to welcome them home. We also go out to the airport when we're bringing them home to their final resting place and then go to the services out at the cemetery. That's another program that we do. We do food drives for them.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we do the food drives, and we usually hook up with MIAP, Fred Salanto over there. If you don't know what that is.
Who is that? Fred?
Fred.
Who? Fred
Salanti.
Oh, Salanti.
Salanti.
And if a person wanted to, figure out what was going on with those guys, how would he get a hold of them?
You can Google it, or on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're always handing out food over there. It's located behind the post office, the one on Cypress. And so Fred's a really good guy over there. So we team up with him a lot of times. MIAP stands for Missing in America Project. Fred brings the remains back to the cemetery that are of soldiers that aren't claimed, that's through the funeral homes or wherever throughout the states, and he brings them to Reading for their final resting place. So that's a really cool program that we're kind of involved in.
Haven't you guys also been doing putting wreaths out there at the Veterans Cemetery as well?
Yes, we do that at Christmas time. We put wreaths out there on all the sites. It's a pretty warming.
Pretty cool stuff.
It is. It's really cool. If you haven't ever experienced it, it would be something for you to go out there and check it out and see what we do. Again, like I say, to honor the veterans, there's a lot of them that, they gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Yeah.
And so I think people need to go out and be a part of that more.
I think just the fact that people need to understand and appreciate, the people that have, the sacrifices that people have made for us to stay free has been given everything. People need to appreciate that, and people need to protect and defend that in their own way. And, if it takes education and going into the schools and talking to people and talking to your neighbors and getting involved with your congressman, I think that's a pretty small price to pay, to get in and to start this movement, if you will, back towards where we're supposed to be, so that we have safe homes and a safe country and sound money so that we can, have prosperity and, not worry about crime as much as it was. I mean, what people don't realize is that the worse that the economy gets, that you're going to have more and more crime here. So I wanted to talk.
I was going to say, too, that people don't realize that 10% of the population keeps 90% of it. For freedom and protected. There's 10% of our population that's in the military, and they protect all the rest of us, 90% of us. So, if it takes a few minutes out of your day to recognize them or say thank you or honor them, that's not a lot to pay.
Well, I personally believe we need to pull all of our soldiers back into the country, start protecting our borders, and start doing, defending America from the people who are trying to take our freedom away, whether it's the Arab terrorists or worldwide. There's a lot of people out there that really don't like America and that we're supporting and defending, and, I mean, we're all over the globe. We need to get our soldiers back home, take care of our own, and get our own house in order here and quit worrying about everybody else for a while. One of the things I got here on wealthcycles.com is there's an article here on July 1st that says Minnesota shut down model for avoiding future collapse. In a dramatic slow-motion climax, the wheels of government ground to a halt last night in Minnesota. This was written on July 1st. So, as state agencies pulled the plug on websites and supervisors instructed worker bees to take the plants in their offices home and anticipate in anticipation of what could be a long break with no paychecks forthcoming. Now, that sounds like a really bad thing, but the problem is that if we don't start doing some things in this making some spending cuts and downsizing government, the end result of kicking this can down the road is going to be worse and worse and worse. It goes on to say that the Republicans have drawn a line in the sand on tax increases in Minnesota, just as they have in refusing to extend taxes in California, and as they may well do in, at the federal level before the August deadline to raise the United States' $14.3 trillion debt ceiling arise. Of course, you can argue convincingly that neither major party is without sin. Of course, I think that they're on both sides of the aisle have been causing this problem. When it comes to kicking the can down the road and amping up government debt and deficit spending. But the Minnesota Republicans have it right this time around, or at least are paying lip service to doing the right thing. Runaway deficit spending is not sustainable and will eventually be the ruin of civilization as we know it. And that's what we need to understand. If you just keep spending, 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 and they're not even seriously considering cutting the spending up there, just look at the negotiations that's been going on up there. I mean, Obama sends Biden in and doesn't even take the time, but he's got 70 weekends of golf or 70 days of golf since the first of the year, but he doesn't have time to go in and do the deficit. I think that they're actually going to try to, have a little scare with the stock market and collapse it before they start, then they can negotiate with the Republicans from a point of strength saying, see, we told you so. It's, we're going to collapse if we don't do something. We got to keep, we got to raise the debt. We got to keep spending money. And all that's going to do is that is going to kick this can down the road to our relatives, our kids and our grandkids. I mean, at some point in the future, the incentive for people to work and prosper and improve the society will be erased by the burdens placed upon them by us and our forebears. At some point, most future taxpayers will come out of the womb owing more than they have ever realistic hopes of to earn, and they will be wage slaves to the benefit of enjoying, to our enjoyment. So, right now, the fact is that the government debt burden placed on every individual taxpaying citizen in America is something like $129,500 and is growing as we're sitting here talking about this. So as this exponentially grows, and we haven't even talked about interest debt on the debts being raised, and that's going to happen when they can't sell their bonds pretty soon. And when that happens and they start raising the interest on the debt's going to go up even faster. This is a no-brainer. We have to do something about this. So anyway, I had to get that article in.
So. Okay. Well, I would like to let the listeners out there know about a program I'm sure a lot of them aren't familiar with. There's a gentleman that has a micro ranch out here in Happy Valley that does what he calls a coterie every Monday. It's the second Monday of the month from 10 to noon for veterans. And it's it's very therapeutic. I can't say it.
Therapeutic, I think, is what you're trying to say. Therapeutic.
One of those anyway. So anyhow.
That's all right.
It happens. So anyway, it's really good. I know that some of the veterans' families I'm familiar with here in town, they not only have a father that's a wounded soldier, the son is also, or daughter. And so it puts a lot of stress and strain on the family. So if they have a place that they can go and get out on a ranch and learn to do different things with horses, it's a great thing. So if you're interested in that, you can always give me a call. Or Greg Raffa, his number is 707-372-1600. And we can let you know more about that program that Jim Buescher has out there in Happy Valley for the veterans.
Oh, very good, very good. I have another article here, and I wanted to talk about this. And this article is titled "Alternative Currencies Putting the Dollar in Its Place." And this was written on June 29th. And it says, as the holders of U.S. dollars and other fiat currencies watch their purchasing power diminish, is you guys seeing any of your purchasing power diminishing out there? Are prices getting higher on food and energy? They've been going down a little bit here maybe in the last week or two, but, be prepared for higher prices. Meanwhile, the free market is responding to the need, is busily offering alternatives, some of the tried and true and some new tech and so forth. But the dollar is threatened. Make no mistake about it. And the government is desperately trying to stomp out any competition. I mean, we've got, you know, Utah starting has already made gold and silver coins legal tender. And Rand Paul now has a bill that he's trying to get passed to make no capital gains on any gold and silver coins in the United States, because the theory and the reality is that the values stay constant on the gold and silver as far as their purchasing power. It's the dollar that's being devaluated through the fiat currency. And if anybody doesn't know what a fiat currency is, that's a currency that has no backing, and that's what we have. So, you know, before the dollar was king in the colonial areas, during the Revolutionary War, they had a different varieties of legal tender. You know, they even used tobacco and food crops and so forth, wampum and colored shells and foreign coins and bills for currency. And in Virginia, tobacco was used as currency. But, you know, the thing is that all these different currencies used by the British colonies were valued in British pounds, shilling, and pence. And, you know, what we got to understand is that, you know, it's the paper is not the real value. The real value is in the product good or service. Anyway, with that, I think we're going to go to a break here. And so we'll be back in just a few with the last segment of Sovereign Mind Radio. Thank you very much.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen, wishing you a happy Independence Day and reminding everyone to be especially careful during the 4th of July celebration. Hot summer months in the North State mean a greater danger of wildfires. Please remember to check with your local fire department before purchasing or using any fireworks. Illegal fireworks are a serious safety concern for everyone. On behalf of the local fire departments in the 2nd Assembly District, this is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen wishing you and your family a fun and safe 4th of July.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing?
We're back here with Sovereign Mind Radio. I kind of wanted to, that song to keep on going. I love that song. This is Mark Kent, and I'm here with my sister, Linda Kent, and we're at 1460 Free Fire Radio here, and we're talking about veterans and veterans affairs and the things that the Tea Party is involved with in the community as far as the veterans and what they're doing to help support them and so forth, and specifically what my sister's been doing with the community and the people over at the Tea Party. So with that, I think she has something else she wants to go over here as far as the veterans, traveling wall. And what's that all about?
All right. Well, it's not just the regular traveling wall that will be coming to Reading in October during Big Bike Weekend, which is October 6th through October 9th. It's called the Americans Veterans Traveling Tribute and Traveling Wall. And it consists of a lot of different stuff. It's going to have a 9/11 memorial with it. Of course, it's going to have the Vietnam Wall, World War II, Korean War, founding and historical documents. And here we go again with the education piece, because it is going to have the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and other historical documents that are on a wall and on display down there at the Civic Center. So that will be really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It also will have for police and fire. It will be honoring Fort Hood. It'll have all the pictures of commanders-in-chief. And then there's a new piece that they've added to this. It's called the Tribute Panel, and it's going to be where people can purchase dog tags for the ones that have lost their lives during the Gulf War and Afghanistan War.
Yes.
So that's going to be really cool. All veterans will be free.
Wow.
And afterwards, again, Fred has come through with MIP. All veterans can receive free mail down there after viewing the wall.
Wow, that's really cool. That's really cool. Kind of takes me to this one little quote I was sitting here looking at. Liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies there, no constitution, no law, no court can save it. While it lies therein, it needs no constitution, no law, or court to save it. And that's Judge Learned Hand. You know, I mean, that's what he's saying. We got to get this constitution in our hearts and in our brains. This education process with our kids needs to start happening. You know, instead of downing the country, they need to start understanding all that the things that this country has stood for and given people.
Yeah, all that they have sacrificed, and you know how passionate our founding fathers were in writing the Constitution and giving us our freedom and liberties.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's just interesting, you know, that it's kind of coming full circle. You know, when we were kids, we were educated on a lot of this stuff, and over time, it's been slowly pulled out away from us and our kids. And you know, I've seen some of the stuff that they don't teach anything on the Constitution and the Founding Fathers, and nothing of substance. You know, it's all names and dates, and not why they did this and why they did that. And that's what needs to be understood.
Yeah, they need to, you know, watch some of the stuff like John Adams, the documentary on John Adams, because that's a real eye-opener to what all they sacrificed and what they did for this country. And he was just one of many that that did that. They sacrificed everything, their families and everything, so that we could have what we have today that we need to get back to, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and they knew all about this banking thing. I mean, I got to go to Jefferson. You know, if the American people will ever allow private banks to issue the currency, they'll wake up homeless in the lands that their fathers conquered through taxes and inflation, and the large corporations that will spring up around them. And you know, wake up, America! They're here. We need to get back to sound money. So anyway, back to the veterans here. I went off on a rant there. So what else have you got over there on this wall subject?
Yeah, well, like I say, they're going to have the Vietnam Wall, of course, and World War II, and 9/11. That's going to be really something different to be able to look at. It actually will be a stand-up exhibit with lighted twin towers.
Oh, wow.
To make sure we never forget. So I think that would be something that most everybody needs to, if not everybody, even the young children need to go and take a look at that, along with the you know, the Constitution. And
yeah, here it is, you know, 10 years later. And gosh, we, you know, we're still in Afghanistan. I mean, why? No mission. You know, the Twin Towers, we were attacked, you know, and we're still fighting this war, you know, and the veterans are doing a superb, outstanding job on this. We need to get our political guys to rein this whole thing in and have a mission and let these guys win the war if we're going to be in one. You know, and you're right. The kids got to know about this stuff because they're going to be falling victim to it as well if they don't understand it.
There's also going to be what they call the Walk of Heroes. It's a series of stand-ups that pay tribute and provide education regarding our country's history, as well as conflicts America was involved in to ensure our freedom. Freedom did not come for free, and these tributes represent the true cost of freedom as paid in lives.
We're going to be having, you know, speaking about education too, the Tea Party is going to be having Kirk McKenzie in to do some educational processes on the banking and the money and so forth here. I'm not sure exactly what the date is on that yet. But
I believe it's at the end of August, beginning of September. But, yeah, I'm not sure what the exact dates are, which will be a very interesting event.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the police chief, Hansen, in here within the next few weeks as well and talk to him about some stuff, too, as far as, you know, the prisoner release and the neighborhood watch and that kind of thing. And, you know, we're trying to get do a proactive thing on the education, you know, getting involved in the community, you know, getting everybody prepared, you know, whether it's food storage, you know, whether it's buying gold and silver so that you can, you know, preserve your wealth without having it devalued through the monetary system. There's just all kinds of things over there that we're trying to accomplish. Education is one of the big ones here. But we also, these things like supporting the veterans, I mean, they're just so important. It's just you can't put enough emphasis on them. So
yeah, and there's plenty of programs out there that, you know, like the Women's Auxiliary, we're not into baking cookies or anything. So there's a lot of different ways you can show your support and get out there in the veteran community, whether you go to the clinic or, you know, into the homes, or just stop and talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and again, like I say thank you, because there's a lot of them out there, a lot of the men and women that have served that's never even got a personal thank you from somebody. And that kind of breaks your heart when you hear that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to get up off the couch. We need to start doing things. Shut off the TV. You know, part of the problem is that we're getting all of our information from the same sources. If we're watching, you know, even Fox and CNN and MSNBC, they're all pretty much controlled out of New York. So they filter this stuff down to the point where it's hard to get any truth. I mean, when was the last time you ever heard any of them talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve counterfeiting money and lending it to us on interest? I mean, on any station. The only one I can think of is Napolitano or Beck, but you know, they have their shortcomings as well. The real deal is the American people have to start learning this stuff so they understand the issues. And if they don't, we're going to lose our freedom through the monetary system, and that's the problem. So, you know, it's all the above. Get out, get to a tea party. You know, if you're not storing food, I highly suggest that you do, because if you don't, and we have a Katrina type situation with the economy, you're going to be in trouble. And so we need to be prepared. And that's the answer to all of these things, education and preparation. So that's how what you do is you take on these subjects, you pull your head out of the sand, and you quit ignoring things, and you start doing something. That's the answer to all these problems. That is the solutions.
Yeah, everybody needs to get involved, because the more of us that get involved and the more education and knowledge that we can get out there to the public, the better off it all is. We can all pull together and actually do something and get our country back to where we need to be.
You know, I think everybody should start out, if nothing else, by preparing a go bag, a 72 emergency bag, so that if they have to, you know, get out of Dodge or bug out real quick, at least they have a 3-day supply with them so they can do it fairly quickly. Next weekend, we're going to have Jeannie Henke from Big Dog Music Mafia on with us, and she's going to be explaining some of the programs that we're doing with what they're doing with some of their music, and they have a conservative music online station. It's really, really great stuff. A lot of great music. It's starting to get like the 60s again. We're getting a lot of music geared towards, you know, getting back to our freedom and back to our roots.
Yeah, and there's some really good stuff on there that they do, that's for sure.
So, you know, all that said, you know, everybody get out to a Tea Party meeting as soon as you can, you know, get off the couch, pull your head out of the sand and start doing something, because dreading is always worse than doing. Sitting around and waiting for something to happen is just not the answer. You got to start getting it done.
I just want to put a plug in there and just remember what the 4th of July really is. It's Independence Day, so... Yeah. You know, just remember that.
Yeah, it's we fought a war to get our freedom from our own government at the time. So, yeah. So, and I wanted to say another hello to Nate out there. Hope to talk to you soon. And, you know, I'm not sure what else we got here. I think we're about coming to the end. But, you know, the thing is, get out there, make a difference in the community, do something. we've got so many programs over there at the Tea Party that you can get involved in. The thing is this: there is a danger from all men. The only maximum of free government ought to be to trust no man living with the power to endanger the public liberty. And that's what we're talking about here. We need to bind these guys down with the chains of a constitution and hold the banking accountable and get back to free money.
That's for sure.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR.